You didn't have any order in this?
No.
Good evening. Who do I hand the petition sheets to? Okay.
Thanks, Travis. Bring that down. Thank you.
Okay. My name is Janet Gown, and I've resided on Woodbridge Road for more than 25 years. I'm here to speak on behalf of Woodbridge residents. I have given the clerk two petitions signed by Woodbridge and Old Mill residents. At some households, there was more than one person who signed in opposition to the rezoning. The results were as follows. On Woodbridge Road, with 26 households, 21 opposed to the rezoning, 2 residents disinterested, 2 residents not at home, 1 resident undecided. On Old Mill Road, with 37 households, 30 opposed to the rezoning, 5 residents in favor, including 195 Old Mill, 1 resident not home, 1 resident undecided. The Woodbridge residents were never informed by the hair salon of the proposed rezoning application, nor that it would result in the following changes: an increase of the existing staff from 2 to 5, hours of operation to be Mondays to Fridays, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturdays, 9 to 6 p.m. The client base increasing from the current 1 at a time to 8 to 10 clients at a time. We have numerous concerns about the expansion of the hair salon business. 1. Westbound vehicular traffic on Portage Avenue cannot turn onto Old Mill Road between the hours of 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. Their clients will choose to turn down Woodbridge, which has the turning lane, to gain access to Old Mill. At all other times of the day, it means they hold up a lane of traffic on Portage Avenue if they decide to turn south onto Old Mill. So again, it's less of a hassle to just travel via Woodbridge Road. 2. There are no sidewalks the entire length of Woodbridge. Our pedestrian traffic is comprised of Woodbridge residents, Old Mill residents headed to Woodhaven Park at the foot of Woodbridge, Old Mill residents taking a shorter route to Portage Avenue, residents from Ashcroft Point and elsewhere along Assiniboine Avenue who cross the footbridge spanning Sturgeon Creek to use Woodbridge, students who are too old to be bused to school but attend schools located on the north side of Portage Avenue, neighborhood children playing in the street, dog walkers who come from Woodbridge and Old Mill, as well as those from the Woodhaven area on the other side of Sturgeon Creek. 3. There are no back lanes on Woodbridge or Old Mill. We already have local residents' vehicles traveling the Old Mill-Woodbridge route to and from Portage Avenue. Other traffic includes 3 school buses twice daily on weekdays, garbage trucks, blue box recycling trucks, tradespeople, Canada Post vehicle, BFI trucks emptying the garbage bin at the Avalanche Carpeting store, trucks making deliveries to and from Avalanche Carpeting, visitors